As I'm in my car, it's a rainy day. I wanted to ask you this question. What do you feel when you see me in this mask? Now, I know I'm behind a camera, so I'm not in your actual space. But what if you saw me 6 feet away, of course, in the grocery store, at a restaurant, or at the gas station? What if we attended the same church and were slowly trying to step back into small gatherings, and you saw me in this mask? Would you feel safe and protected? Would it bring you peace of mind? Or would you feel it's an unnecessary and needless overreaction? Now, same questions. If you saw me out in public, in the grocery store, or at church 6 feet away, how would you feel if you saw me without a mask? Would you get angry? Would you be afraid? Would you feel I was being insensitive or not taking all of this seriously? However you answer those questions, mask on or mask off, you have very real, valid, honest thoughts and feelings about it all. Never did any of us imagine ourselves in the midst of our current reality, and never did I imagine a mask would lead to such polarizing thoughts, opinions, and emotions. Seriously, why does anything surprise us these days? The Bible tells us there is nothing new under the sun, and we don't fight against flesh and blood. Divided opinions have been around for ages, and I can guarantee there's a greater battle at hand that has nothing to do with this mask, and the goal is anger, hatred, and division. But for the believer, is that what we are called to display? Not at all. Don't forget, the body of Christ is called to shine a light of beautiful unity. So what do we do if you feel one way and I feel another? I'm so glad there is truth and the Holy Spirit to guide us. Colossians 3:13. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. When I walk out this door, the most important thing I need to put on is love, no matter what. Sometimes love is wearing a mask, maybe even if you don't think you need it. And sometimes love is letting go of fear and giving others grace right where they are. More than anything, love is sacrifice. It's a heart ready to serve, and often that means laying down our own preferences for the sake of unity. That's the goal. That's the truth. Put on love today. And maybe a little humility. Walk in wisdom, being led by the Holy Spirit in and out of every day. And by God's grace, may we show more love and unity through it all. I'm Lori Klein.